Still no score. Four on four for another 35 seconds. Here's Nienhaus now. Left-handed defenseman. Hands off near side door. Wart. Left-handed centerman. Knocked down by Dexheimer. Puck underneath him. Dexheimer. Getting some help from Finley. Dorward back on his skates. Russell tries to pull it free. Cut off by Lodge on the near side wall. They're now battling for the 50-50 puck. Three Badgers, two Spartans on the near boards. Pinching in is Nienhaus. Puck squirts free. Dexheimer with it. Got roughed up a bit by Dorward. Bumps it off for Lodge. They turn it over. Wraparound pass intended for the cutting defenseman Levshnov. Broken up by the Badgers back checking Finley. Boy, Dorward at 6'1", 191. He's a handful. Now the Badgers, Fitzgerald skates around Kelly. Both teams at full strength now. 3:09 left in the first. We have no score. Spartans after the puck. Chipped towards center, but deflected back into the Michigan State zone to our far left. And now the defenseman trying to skate in front of the net. Got cross-checked down by Scholl. We play on. Three penalties so far, only one power play though. That was Wisconsin and failed to convert early on. Nice catch at center ice, Stramel. Lead feed to Scholl, bounced too far in front of him. He'll chase it down to the corner. Takes a shoulder check from the defenseman. And hustling over Tyson Dick. Dick with Scholl and Stramel. Now the puck rolls to center and that's where Kara picks it up. He'll fire it back in, left, right corner to left. Dick down the wall, got it to Stramel. Centering pass, hoping for Scholl, deflected behind the net. Dick trying to hit the cutting Scholl. That was broken up and back to neutral ice, where Kerr patiently rims it right corner to left. Tyson Dick down to the left wing wall. Centering pass off the stick of Scholl. Couldn't get it on net. Gobbled up now by Michigan State. Gavin O'Connell slowed at center by the back-checking Stramel. Now it's sliding back into the Michigan State zone. Persistent forechecking by Tyson Dick. And Sawyer Scholl, and for a moment, or for a while, it was Stramel who's now been replaced by Owen Lindmark, and it looks like Michigan State has iced the puck, and it has. 1:49 left here in the first, no score. Both teams have split the 22 faceoffs so far.
It's a little early in the game here, but that was a long shift here for Michigan State. You're wondering if they're going to do anything here with their lines or a timeout to try to change it up. A little delayed by a change there helps them get a little bit of extra rest, but
yeah.
Looks like they're going to play on.
You know, with only one timeout in a hockey game in its first period, you know, it's, I suppose for coaches, it's tough. Do you take it there? Badgers win the draw. Lodge out high left to Whitelaw. Darts around the forward. Now Lodge almost had his pocket pick. Good stick handling as he swerves right, back left, behind the net, Whitelaw. Slot pass, found its way to Bantel. Can't get a shot off. Drops it off Lodge. He'll shoot one. That's blocked. Right back to Lodge. Shoots again. Augustine safe. Pounced on it and covers. Daniel Lodge, you were talking about him. He doesn't provide, you know, as far as numbers, a lot of points, a goal and 2 points. But, boy, his confidence with the puck this year is so improved. His overall play has improved.
Yeah, he's just been impressive. I mean, he's playing at a high, high level for Wisconsin on the back end. And there, again, you mentioned the confidence enough to make a move around a forward at the point and get off a shot.
Badgers won the draw. Jugnauth's shot went wide, bounces out towards the blue line, and then batted back through traffic and all the way down. Another icing on Michigan State. This men's hockey season, Exact Sciences will light the lamp for Ringo. For every goal the Badgers score, Exact Sciences and others
save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Hey, Hey friends, Matt and Matt here for Brewpub Lots of Matzah Pizza. You know, so many people are stuck in the moat of mundaneness when it comes to their frozen pizza choice. Same cardboard crust, flavorless sauce, second-rate cheese, you know, all the assumptions of a frozen pizza. Well, it's time to ditch the downer and throw out that theory by diving into a Brewpub Lots of Matzah Pizza. Thin, cracker-like crust, a bold, tasty sauce, high-quality meat and veggie toppings, and bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning mozzarella cheese. There's nothing humdrum about a Brewpub pizza. See for yourself. Snag one today from the frozen pizza section at your local grocery store.
Are you ready for Badger basketball? Because it's time to get geared up. We're all coming together for those amazing on-the-court moments. Shields is right there with you, cheering our team on to victory. So suit up in your Badger red and white with fan gear from Shields, in-store or online. And let's get ready for Badger basketball. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics and basketball fans everywhere.
.37-35, Wisconsin leads Robert Morris at the half. Let's get a quick check of the first half stats brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming. The Colonials 13 of 30 from the floor, 7 of 15 from long range, 2 out of 4 at the foul line. Badgers 13 of 27 overall, 48%, 0 of 6 from the arc, leaving some meat on the bone at the free throw line, 11 of 16. Robert Morris plus 1 in the glass, 5 assists, 10 turnovers for the Colonials, but the Badgers have converted those into just 6 points. 5 assists, a like number of miscues for Wisconsin. Paint points in favor of the Badgers, 26-10. And the bench points to Robert Morris here so far at 10-4. At the half, Wisconsin 37, Robert Morris 35. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. This is the Halftime Report brought to you by Culver's. The second half is next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Celebrating 75 years.
We got something going here in Madison.
On the ice.
Shoots and scores again.
Against the boards.
He hangs on. Badgers kill off the major.
Between the pipes.
Redirect another fantastic stop.
This is Badger hockey.
Shoots one, scores. Wow.
It's everything.
For the win, he shoots and scores.
Badger hockey lives here.
Keep it going.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Hey, it's Matt LePay. You're listening to Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball on WFHR, locally grown radio, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM, a Civic Media station. Download our free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Listen to Wisconsin Athletics all season long on your local Civic Media radio station. About to begin the second half at the Kohl Center alongside Charlie Wills. I'm Matt LePay, and it's close so far, 37-35. The Badgers leading Robert Morris. So we'll see how the home team comes out here in the second half of play as the Colonials have come to town and are intimidated by nothing.
And that's what happens when you let them stay in a game which you should be dominating. They're going to come out even more aggressive, I bet, here in the second half, knowing that those opportunities, especially from the three-point line, when they get that dribble penetration. So I would expect a play right out of here to focus on that.
All right, the Colonials will move to our lefts in the second half. Alvaro Fulgueras on the floor, Marquise Hastings, along with Justice Williams, T.J. Wainwright, and Jackson Last. And the second half is underway. Here's Williams, who had 6 first-half points for Robert Morris. Has the basketball right now off the Hastings screen. He'll throw to Last, left of the circle. Leaves it for Wainwright, drifting up top. Gives off to Williams, refeeds Wainwright, drives, kicks, left corner Last, moving in on A.J. Storr, who is able to cut him off. Shot clock at 7. Williams now hedging on the screen is Crowell. Williams left lane line, scooped it up right hand, no good. Rebound Crowell.
Great job by Wisconsin. Keep forcing them out. Make them make extra decisions. Great job by Crowell to stay right in his position.
Hepburn throwing to Wall, left of the circle. He's with Fulgueras. Tyler gives it up to Hepburn, feeds Crowell, top of the circle. Stevie hands off to A.J. Storr, throwing a wall left of the wheel, 10 on the shot clock. Tyler to the free throw line, out the Storr, fakes the three, darts to Hepburn, takes the three, right corner off the rim, no good. Crowell with a back tap to Storr, he'll try a three straight on. That clipped the front rim, no good. Hastings the rebound. A minute gone by, second half. Here's Fulgieris, left of the circle. Goes cross-court Wainwright, quick pass last, tap pass Hastings. Right lane line, pivots at the mid post. Crowell cut him off. Now Wainwright behind the back. Thought about it, turned down the long two. Now Hastings will give it up to Williams, 10 on the shot clock. Williams off the screen, hedged by Crowell. Inside feed, Hastings catches. Fades, flips, right mid post, bricked it to the left. Crowell the rebound. Minute and a half gone by in the second half. Badgers lead 37-35. A.J. Storr throwing to Hepburn. Whips it into Crowell. Left block. Single coverage. Now a dig from last. Crowell is able to gather it and flips it in with the right hand. Crowell with 14.
He did a nice job composing himself, but on the catch, there was way too much hesitation. He's got to know where his position is on the floor and go right at the hip, a hoop.
A near steal for Hepburn, but Robert Morris keeps it. Badgers up four, early second half. Hastings a jab step, left corner. Starts the back, kicks it out the last, snaps off a three left of the circle. Good again. Jackson last with his second three-pointer. And it's 39-38, Wisconsin. 2:20 gone by in the second half. Hepburn will walk it up for Wisconsin. Badgers move to our right in the second half of play. Crowell left of the circle. Hastings is guarding him. Stevie gives it up to Klesman on the left wing. Bounces to Crowell again. Left of the lane. Back to the basket. Hastings defending. A dig from last. Crowell puts it on the floor. Out the Storr. A.J. to the line. Down the lane. To the rim. Goes up. Knocked away. Hastings comes up with it. And a held ball. Arrow Wisconsin.
That was what we were talking about early at the beginning. A lot of guys standing as soon as Crowell has it. Even if he's got the ball, the weak side part of the offense has to keep moving or it's going to get stale. Everybody was watching him make a move. If Steve sees that in the future, he's got to just dribble it out and then start the offense all over again.
Inbounds pass to Crowell, throwing to Storr left of the circle. Got crowded by last there with the basketball. Now is Tyler Wall trying to drive by Hastings, who is called for the foul, and that's number three on Marquise Hastings.
Great job by Tyler, recognizing as he closes out, he closes with the baseline foot ahead. That's why he was able to take a nice attack right along the baseline.
Hepburn baseline right, inbounds to Klesman, right corner, and he got fouled by Wainwright. That's his third, team's second.
What I've noticed the last two possessions, especially out of bounds, Wisconsin is setting a double screen, not just a single screen, and that is really starting to mix things up for them.
Hepburn inbounds to Crowell, hands it back to Chucky, curls to the right elbow, feeds Wall on the left side, 39-38 Wisconsin, 3 minutes gone, second half. Tyler left wing, skips it to A.J. Storr, thought about it, turned it down, gives it up to Hepburn. Chucky drives in the paint to the rim, layup good. Hepburn on the attack.
There's that hesitation. Great job by Storr to bring it back in and say, not my turn right now. And great attack by Chucky.
41-38 Wisconsin. 16:40 remaining. Stephon Walker high on the left, throwing to Hastings. Turns it to last, feeds Walker. Mid post right. Walker moving in on Crowell. Runs it back out to Wainwright. Wainwright against Klesman. A hedge from Crowell. Inside feed. Walker catches. Moving in the lane. Knocked away in the dig, but a foul is called. Trying to dig down was Max Klesman. Swatted down and is called for his second foul.
Yeah, I love what he was trying to do. You cannot come down. You have to swipe up or just go and grab the ball because he doesn't know that you're coming.
Max will come out. Isaac Lindsay is in. Wainwright is out. Alfredo Boglio, freshman out of Italy, comes back into the game. 41-38 Wisconsin, 16:24 remaining. Jackson last, baseline right, will inbound. Throw it into Williams on the right side against Wall. Feeds Boglio against Lindsay into Hastings. Spun by Hepper. Knocked away. Ball is loose. Lindsay will gather for Wisconsin. Turnover Robert Morris. Lindsay feeds it to Hepper on the right side. Chucky with a crossover off the right wing. Now Wall. Quick pass Crowell. Scoops it to Hepburn. Chucky, a lob it to Crowell. Broken up, got it back. And his pass intended for Storr. The left corner is deflected out of bounds. 16:01 remaining, 41-38, Wisconsin leading Robert Morris.
A lot better action the last three possessions. Everybody's moving. Everybody's grinding. That's exactly what Wisconsin needs to do.
Hepburn, baseline left, gets it into Crowell. Gives off to Storr. Tried to thread a bounce pass into Wall. Bobbled, gathered. Tyler, left shoulder turn, up right hand. Good. That's good strength from Wall. He has 13 tonight.
Absolutely. Instead of four dribbles in there, one power and go up.
43-38, Wisconsin. 15:45 remaining. Alfredo Boglio pounds the dribble. Left of the circle, gives off to Justice Williams, drifting right, feeds Boglio again, takes it to the left wing. Turns the top of the circle for last, right hand flip to Williams. Takes right, moves left, steps back. In the defensive stance is Tyler Wall. Shot clock is at 6. Left side is Marquise Hastings. Now Boglio gets a loose ball. Left corner 3 is good. Turned into a bit of a scramble, but Boglio hit the triple, 43-41, Wisconsin.
That was great D by Wisconsin. That was just a lucky bounce right to him.
Here's Storr low on the left, goes up and missed it, but he was fouled. And free throws coming up for A.J. Storr when play continues. We are at the under 16 media timeout. With more than 1,300 slot machines and a 95% average payout, Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison is your hometown big win. Make your next night out a winning one at Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison. 15:08 remaining. Wisconsin 43, Robert Morris 41. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and we dedicate a lot of our time to going as fast as possible. My grandpa Lou is the reason why my dad and I started racing, and I'm really proud to follow in his tracks. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. I've learned a lot on this journey with my grandpa Lou, and the memories of my grandpa will always be with me. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently, experiencing problems with their memory, or having trouble with routine tasks. Talking about Alzheimer's can be really tough. But if you notice something, have a conversation with your loved one. Encourage them to see a doctor or offer to go with them. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services, make a plan for the future, and access available treatments. The Alzheimer's Association provides care, support, and research to help you take control of the situation with your family and manage the disease together. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
It's time for the Make the Holidays Bright sales event at your local Ford dealer. Get special offers on our adventure-ready Ford SUVs or on our great selection of Ford trucks. Choose from a large inventory of Ford vehicles equipped with technology, space, and flexibility for any season. And let Ford make the holidays bright, bringing everyone together. Visit your local Ford dealer today during the Make the Holidays Bright sales event.
Quick glance at the U.S. Bank scoreboard. Michigan State leads Butler 54-41, about 8 minutes remaining in that Gavitt Games matchup. Michigan trailing Long Beach State 69-64, about 12 minutes remaining in that contest. 15:08 to play at the Kohl Center, 43-41. The Badgers lead Robert Morris. A.J. Storr at the free throw line, and the first attempt rolls around, bounces up and through for Storr for his 7th point of the night. 3-point lead for Wisconsin. Badgers led 37-35 at the half. Second attempt for Storr is good. Make it 45-41, Wisconsin. Storr, Lindsey, Hepburn, Wall, and Crowell out there for the Badgers. Alfredo Boglio will start the offense for the Colonials. A throw to T.J. Wainwright off the Walker screen. Screen and roll. Walker catches. High pass. Trey James can't handle it. And handling it is Isaac Lindsey. He'll push it up to the front court. Gives off to Hepburn. Inside feed for Crowell. Knocked away by James. Turnover, Wisconsin. Trade miscues as Boglio, right sideline of the front court, off the high screen from Walker. Boglio had it taken away. A clean steal for Tyler Wall. Drops to the Storr. Wanted the dunk. Tipped away from behind and out of bounds. That was a rim rattler waiting to happen. with quick hands flicked the ball out of bounds.
I like how aggressive Wisconsin's being on D right now.
Chucky Hepburn, baseline right, inbounds pass is high, but going up and finally gathering it is Crowell. Backing on Boglio, big against a not so big. Up on the right hand, no good. Got his own rebound, pushed it up, missed, but a foul. Stevie upset that he couldn't get the and one, but he'll get two free throws.
Way to stay with it, though. Even though you don't make that first initial one, him to go right back at it and get that rebound is really important for Wisconsin.
A good matchup against the 6'3 Alfredo Boglio, and then there was more congestion in the lane. Steven Crowell with a game-high 14 points at the foul line, and it stays at 14 as the first attempt hits the heel of the rim. Stephon Walker picked up that last foul. He now has four, so he will sit down. Marquise Walker is back in.
I was curious who that was on because I was afraid if it was on Walker, you're not going to see him the rest of the night.
Second free throw for Crowell. No good. Missed them both. And a rebound to Hastings. 14-20 remaining. 45-41 Wisconsin. The Badgers just 13 out of 20 at the free throw line. Attempt number good, but not cashing in. There's a pass to last baseline right. He threw it away. It was tipped by Lindsay, gathered by Hepburn. Another turnover for Robert Morris, and that turnover count is mounting. Hepburn outside right, throwing to Storr along the right sideline. Bounce feed wall. They want to go high, low. It's too high for Crowell. Last gathers it, darts it ahead to Boglio. Boglio right of the circle, goes cross court to last. Baseline left, glides to the goal. Shot blocked by Crowell, but a foul by Stevie in the process. That'll be his second.
That was unfortunately a foul because Crowell was trying to recover getting back and he just wasn't quick enough to get down the floor.
Robert Morris has turned it over 15 times in this game. The Badgers converting to just 10 points.
Yeah, that's probably one of the biggest stats. They're not taking advantage of these turnovers and they're making silly mistakes when they do get them. So it's just like a turnover for a turnover.
Last hits the first free throw. Another line change here for Wisconsin. Reset the floor. Hepburn and Lindsay remain in. Gilmore, Winter, and Blackwell join the party.
I'd like to see the same attention here on the other end. Go to Winter. Get him down low. Get that exposure. Go to the hoop. He's much quicker than Crowell, so I would expect maybe a little bit more face-up moves.
Last hits both free throws. He comes out. Chris Ford is in. Badgers lead back down to 2, 45-43 with 13:46 remaining. Hepburn brings it up. Head to the logo, throwing to Nolan Winter high on the left. Angles it right wing to Gilmore. Bounce pass to a posting Isaac Lindsay. Backing on Boglio. Isaac turns, goes up. Off the glass and rim, no good. Hastings the rebound. And Boglio is down
right
and shaken up. Yep, took one of the chops. He was still down and now play stops as the officials usually let it go until any kind of a chance of the flow to the offense ceases. And they will stop play as Boglio may stay in there. No, he's not going to stay in there, actually. Justice Williams, you have Justice Williams will come in for him.
That looks like teeth.
Yeah.
Which, that's not pleasant.
Going to have that little hockey player look, huh?
This is why Coach said wear a mouthpiece.
Yeah, absolutely. Lindsay out, Klesman in. 13:22 to play, 45-43 Wisconsin. Chris Ford sideline left, will inbound to Williams between the circles, matched up with Chucky Hepburn. Chucky turning it up a notch here on the defensive end. Wainwright out high off the high screen from Hastings. Wainwright throwing to Hastings, and it's ripped away by Blackwell into the hands of Hepburn.
That is perfect execution to weak side defense. As soon as he came in, grab it with two hands. Good job by John Blackwell.
Carter Gilmore hands off to Blackwell, throws to Klesman between the arcs. Leads it for Hepburn high on the right. Williams defends. A pass for Winter, turns it to Gilmore. Quick flip to Chucky. Hepburn at the top, bobs off a Winter screen with seven to shoot. Hepburn throwing to Klesman high on the left, five to shoot. Klesman spinning in the paint, bobbles, lost the ball, picked up by Williams. Hepburn in pursuit, Williams to the line, down the lane, to the rim. He'll lay it in, and this game is tied at 45.
That's what we talked about at half. You're letting them stay in the game by making these little mistakes. If you do that, their momentum's going to grow.
12 and a half minutes remaining in Madison. The Badgers and Robert Morris tied at 45. Gilmore hands off to Hepburn, fakes the three, throws to Winter, turns it to Klesman, outside left. Gives off to Blackwell, drives baseline left, out to Chucky, open three, right of the circle, book it. First three of the night for the Badgers.
And really good penetration. When you get baseline penetration, everybody sucks in. Good job by Blackwell to read that.
48-45 Wisconsin. Folgieras at the free throw line with 12 minutes to play. A pass for Marquise Hastings. Right foul line extended as he kills the dribble. Left hand toss Folgieras. Leaves it for Wainwright behind the back. Open three. Left side. Tie game again. TJ Wainwright with his third three.
Again, you know he can do that. You have to force him back to your defender, not to the baseline side.
11:38 remaining. The Badgers and Robert Morris tied at 48. Hepburn left corner. Little juke gives off to Nolan Winter. Leads it for Blackwell high on the left. Blackwell left of the lane. Moving inside. Goes up. Gets fouled. And the freshman earns his way to the free throw line.
I love the hesitation in the move. That makes the defense not know what you're doing. And great attack right at the end when he saw he put his hands down.
We have a timeout at the Kohl Center. Wisconsin basketball brought to you in part by UW Health and Sports Medicine. The healthcare team for the Badgers are proud sponsors of UW Athletics. 11:26 remaining. Wisconsin 48, Robert Morris 48. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Your neighborhood bumper-to-bumper auto parts store is a Midwest-based company that's committed to the values of honesty and integrity in all of our transactions. From Detroit to Madison, from Chicago to Marquette, we have you covered. With huge selection, quality name brand products, a knowledgeable staff, and competitive low pricing. Plus, with our fast direct-to-home shipping, you can quickly get back to doing what you love most, working on your ride. Bumper-to-bumper, where service is the difference. We get it. And thanks for shopping locally.
The morning show on WFHR. It's different.
You can choose your mood. You can choose to, you know what? I didn't get much sleep last night, but I'm still going to have a good day. Or still going to give it all I can. Or be in a good spirit when I do the morning show today.
That's what I do every day with you, too.
I was going to say, what, you mean my normal mood of what, mild contempt for everyone around me? Okay, yeah, that's usually what I'm doing, yeah.
Sarcasm extraordinaire.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 a.m. right here on Locally Grown Radio.
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help. Anyone can call or text 988 or chat via 988wisconsin.org to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. Trained counselors are here to support anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. You can also contact 988 if you are concerned about someone. 988 is confidential and free to all Wisconsin residents. 988, 24/7. Call, text, chat. Here to support you. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. 26 tonight, under clear skies, southwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. High temperatures reach up to 53 tomorrow, lows around 28 tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 28.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
The Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds you to always drive sober. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. 11:26 to play. Wisconsin 48. Robert Morris 48. John Blackwell goes to the free throw line. Chris Ford was called for that foul before the media break. That's his third and the team's fifth. Blackwell shoots two. He's good with the first. His first point tonight. Then the Badgers regain the lead. The freshman, John Blackwell, making a couple of plays with a drive to the paint, to kick out to Chucky for three, and another drive resulting in free throws, and Blackwell makes good on both throws.
Just like Patrick said before, when he's on the court, there's positive points to the team, and he just brings a different energy, too, on the defensive end. So I hope he gets to see more and more time.
50-48, Wisconsin. Kamari McGee in there. Williams driving on Wall now. Tyler cut him off and nearly walked. Badgers thought so. Nothing called. Fulgieras left wing. Feeds Hastings top of the circle. Gives off to Wainwright off the Hastings screen. Throws to Wainwright. Kick out to Williams. Right side three, and that's an air ball. Partially blocked. Ford in there flipped it in with a right hand, and we're tied again at 50. You just sense it, the Robert Morris bench. It's feeling it right now. Tied at 50, 10:45 remaining. Hepburn between the circles. Crowell setting the screen. Chucky turns it down. Hepburn kicks it to McGee. Baseline, make that to Blackwell. Baseline left. Driving to the cup, up and in, and a foul as the freshman delivers again.
Really great job of reading what the defense gave him. As Chucky went to go dribble penetrate, he slid right across the baseline side. Nice job by John Blackwell.
Really brought the energy in the first half, and the Badgers dearly needed it on Tuesday night at Providence. 9 of his 11 points coming in the first half. All 4 of his points here just coming in the last couple of minutes here in the second half. 52-50 Wisconsin, 10:38 remaining. T.J. Wainwright called for that foul. That's his fourth. Blackwell hits the free throw. It finishes the three-point play. So once again, a rookie providing the spark.
This has got to be a stop. You have to stop the momentum.
53-50 Wisconsin, 10 and a half minutes remaining. Jackson last gives off to Hastings. Outside left, leaves it for Boglio. Boglio at the top, and he threw it away. He's trying to save it, was last. Throws it to Stephen Crowell. Hepper to the front court. Chucky circles to the right wing, brings it back out. The Badgers run offense. 53-50 Wisconsin, 10:05 remaining. Here's McGee in the wall, low on the left, up, no, but a foul rolled around the rim and out. Tyler Wall to the free throw line for a pair. Now it says to Alfredo Boglio, his third, team seventh.
Great job by Wisconsin to notice the mismatch. Tyler Wall, again, he wasn't involved in the initial play, but just rolled right to the hoop because he had a mismatch.
Tyler with 13 points, 11 coming in the first half. The 10th point he scored tonight made him the 48th member all time in Wisconsin basketball to join the 1,000-point club. First free throw for Wall is on the way and good. Well, again, the Badgers are in a position to shoot a lot of free throws. Trey James coming in for Alvaro Figueres. Wisconsin 17-24 at the foul line compared to 4-6 for Robert Morris, but the Colonials are 10-19 from three. Second free throw, back rim no good, last the rebound.
Yeah, it's really where they're getting those beautiful three-pointers. The last few possessions, Wisconsin's really been extending the defense. I mean, look where they're at right now on the court. They're all the way out. They're 25, 26 feet out.
54-50 Wisconsin. Boglio for three, left of the circle. Not this time. Kamari McGee secures the rebound. 9:44 remaining. Four-point lead, Wisconsin. And McGee will start the offense. He'll work Chucky off the ball. A hand off to Blackwell up top. He's up for Hepburn. Hepburn against Williams. A bump from Crowell. Chucky turns at the Wall. Tyler barrels down the lane. Two-handed slam dunk from Tyler Wall.
I love the changeup in the offense. That went to a wheel action on the outside and opened the court wide, wide open.
And a timeout taken by Robert Morris as Tyler Wall with the flush gets the crowd excited. This will be a full timeout. At U.S. Bank, we know when you invest in a community, the community invests in you. We are committed to providing high-quality, innovative products and services that meet the needs and demands of our customers. U.S. Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC. 9:20 remaining, Wisconsin 56, Robert Morris 50. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win. Ho-Chunk Gaming
Menards 11% sale ends Thanksgiving Day. Clearview Cabinetry starts as a kitchen bill for now and grows with you as life changes. It's flexible by design with full access cabinet construction or storage that works when you need it. And give your kitchen the upgrade it deserves with the 11% off Clearview Cabinetry at Menards. Stores close Thanksgiving, but 11% off remains in effect on Menards.com. Savings are mail-in rebates. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
WEA Member Benefits would like to thank all public school educators for their dedication to our communities. WEA Member Benefits, enhancing the financial lives of Wisconsin public school employees. And hustle is what it takes to dominate. And it's exactly what built Ford tough trucks were made to do. Check out the F-150 or the Super Duty at your Wisconsin Ford dealer today. 9 minutes, 40 seconds remaining. Wisconsin 56, Robert Morris 50.
Just during that time, I was looking at some of the stats. Robert Morris has 17 turnovers, so that's a big deal as this continues. But Wisconsin is shooting 3-1 on the free throw line, so that's got to be the key. Get to the glass.
And they are in the bonus, Wisconsin, the rest of the way. 9:17 remaining. Robert Morris with the ball. Badgers with a six-point lead. Boglio high on the left, throwing to Justice Williams on the left wing. And a jab step on McGee. A throw to Boglio between the circles. He'll feed last. Covered up by Blackwell. Well, darts it to Williams. Shot clock is at six. Williams against Wall. Williams high on the left with three to shoot. With two. With one. Last for three. Left side. Good. Just beating the shot clock. Jackson last with another triple. 56-53 Wisconsin. 8:48 remaining. Blackwell out front. Feeds Kamari McGee. Throwing to Crowell. Left of the lane against Trey James. Crowell starts to back. Now turns baseline. Last with the help defense. And Crowell staying with it. Low in the left. He'll finish. Good patience from Steven Crowell.
Wonderful patience. He let the defense overcommit, and he spun baseline. Nice job by Crowell to read that defensive structure.
58-53 Wisconsin. 8:22 remaining. Justice Williams out front. Feeds Trey James high on the left. The big man gives it up to Boglio. Boglio into James. In the lane. Knocked away by Crowell. Picked up by McGee. Lead feed Hepburn. Chucky drives off the wing on Boglio. Runs it up and in off the window. Hepburn with a strong take, 60-53, Wisconsin. Badgers matching the biggest lead of the Knights. Under 8 minutes to play. Williams against McGee. Now a double, quick double from Crowell. A throw to James against Stevie. James, mid post left, out to Williams. Snaps off a three left side. Good again. My goodness. On fire from three throughout the Knights. Robert Morris. 60-56, Wisconsin. 7:38 remaining. The Colonials 12 of 22 from the arc. Hepburn high on the left, getting a screen from Crowell. Chucky. Draws and kicks. Blackwell catching and shooting and sticking a three for the right corner. Delivered by Hepburn, and Blackwell hits a triple.
Really patient, really easy. Went to the open spot.
63-56 Wisconsin, 7:14 remaining. Williams throwing to Boglio off the right wing. High pass, threw it away. Cutting in was Hastings. The pass went over his head and out of bounds. And we have a break in the action. And a tight one going on at the Kohl Center here tonight. 7:07 to play. Wisconsin 63, Robert Morris 56. Back in a moment. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
You're at the game with your girl, and you're going to pop the question. So you take a big swig of overpriced Liquid Courage. You pull the ring out of your pocket, get down on one knee, and then she says,
I need to go to the bathroom.
And you realize the whole stadium is watching.
Proposing on a Jumbotron? Big gamble.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, better odds. We're your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
We're not comfortable.
Guess what? You asked for it, and you got it. The oldest furnace contest is back. Tri-City Services is giving away a free furnace to the winner of the oldest furnace contest. Whoever has the oldest working furnace in the Wisconsin Rapids area will win a free furnace. Yes, a free furnace. What are the rules, you ask? Well, entrants must own and reside in their home in the Wisconsin Rapids area. The furnace must be functional and the main heat source for your house. Pretty easy. So take a picture of that old dinosaur furnace and enter online at calltricity.com. Contest ends November 30th, so hurry. Enter your dinosaur furnace in the oldest furnace contest at Tri-City Services. Restrictions apply. Enter online at calltricity.com before November 30th.
You're not comfortable.
Todd Alba Show.
I had tweeted out after the second game of the year, a hot take. I said, by the end of the year, we will see Braden Locke as the starting quarterback of the Wisconsin Badgers. Now, Mr. Mordecai broke his hand. And by golly, not the way I thought it would happen, but Braden Locke has become the starting quarterback.
And another finger on the monkey's paw curls.
Where did you get that one?
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
7 remaining at the Kohl Center. Wisconsin 63, Robert Morris 56. This game is in increments with the media timeouts. We've got a couple of big segments coming up here.
Big segments. You've got 7 minutes left in the game. It's a 3-minute segment and then a 4-minute segment. Own both segments. I know that's what was said in that timeout. Right now, focus on those 3 minutes.
Badgers matching their longest lead of the night at 7 points. The idea has been tight throughout. Wisconsin with the basketball now with a chance to create a little more space. McGee throwing to Blackwell high on the right. Robert Morris showing his zone. Saw it late in the first half on a possession. Outside left is McGee. Goes into Crowell. Left of the lane. Back out to Kamari. Top of that zone is Jackson last. Now Blackwell has it. Feeds Wall. Tyler. Low on the right, 9 to shoot, out to Kamari, feeds Chucky, snaps off a 3, left pocket, in and out, no good. Blackwell tapped at the wall, second opportunity for Wisconsin. Sometimes the zone can bite you. Here's Blackwell for 3, money from the right corner. Second three-point hit for John Blackwell. The lead is 10 for the Badgers.
Not only patient against that zone, but aggressive to the rim. I love it. I really love how they're focusing on this 3 minutes.
66-56 Wisconsin. Jackson last being dogged by Blackwell. A throw to Williams high on the left. Feeds Fulgieris, loops it to Williams on the right side. Williams stepping back, McGee digging in, a screen from Hastings. A throw right side to Boglio, he'll try a 3, off the rim, no good. Rebound, knocked out of bounds, last touch by Robert Morris. 6:03 remaining, 66-56 Wisconsin.
With 2 minutes left before this timeout, you've got maybe 4 possessions. This is the opportunity right here to press.
With the ball is Hepburn high on the left, throwing to Crowell. Zone look continues from Robert Morris. Hepburn with the ball high on the left, goes into Wall. Left of the lane, backing is Tyler. Kick out Chucky, a 3 try, left side, around it out, no good. Hastings the rebound. 5:40 remaining, 10-point lead Wisconsin. Williams up top, left-hand flip Bulgaris. He'll hand off to Boglio, throwing it to Justice Williams, gets it to Hastings. He'll try a 3 right corner. That's over everything. Blackwell runs it down weak side. Head up and on the move is the freshman guard. Blackwell, right lane line, and he got tied up by last. And a 1-1 coming up for John Blackwell on team foul number 8.
Way to really see that floor. He knew he had the pressing advantage, and you got to take advantage of that stuff. Again, you're up 10. You don't need the first open look. Keep working that ball. They're just going to get more tired.
John Blackwell with all 11 of his points here in the second half. And he's 3 of 3 at the foul line. Gets a 1-1 here with 5:22 to play. Or I'm sorry, a 2-shot foul, I should say, as John hits the first free throw. One more coming. Gilmore in. Wall will sit down. Stephon Walker re-enters. He has 4 fouls. Fulgieris will take a seat. Got Wainwright in for Alfredo Boglio. 67-56 Wisconsin. Second free throw for John Blackwell on the way. Good again. 68-56 Wisconsin. And McGee trying to bother Williams at the backcourt. Now he'll turn and drop back and play half court D. Justice Williams high on the right. Former LSU Tiger throws to Wainwright, feeds Walker. Quick pass last to the left side. Hounded by Blackwell. Last left wing and the pass to Williams, and he was fouled by Kamari McGee. His second, team's 3rd.
That's an okay foul. When you got low fouls going into this possession of the game, Again, you only have one more minute before this media timeout. This has got to be an all-out effort. You have extra teammates.
5:06 to play, 68-56 Wisconsin. Last front court sideline left, inbounds to Williams. Williams between the circles, floats off to the right side. Left-hand hip-high dribble, gives it up to Wainwright. Wainwright takes it high on the left, leaves it for Hastings. Back to Wainwright, slips it to Hastings, it's in the lane. Knocking it away is McGee, bodies on the floor. Gilmore, Crowell, McGee all there. And we get a held ball, arrow to Robert Morris.
And you know where that energy comes from? Blackwell.
Yeah, absolutely.
He has brought that energy this entire second half, and there were four Badgers on the floor ready for that ball.
Speaking of energy, Blackwell is helping Kamari McGee up off the floor. He yanked him up, practically threw him halfway to the bench. Young man is wound in a good way. Five on the shot clock for Robert Morris, 4:51 of the game clock. Last baseline right ball inbound, looking into Walker, knocked away. Hastings is there, four to shoot, hands off to Justice Williams. Step back three, not this time. Rebound last, getting the offensive board, throwing to Wainwright. Wainwright, he'll try a jumper, baseline right, missed it, but he was fouled by John Blackwell. A little bailout foul there from Blackwell. 4:39 remaining, 68-56 Wisconsin. Badgers on an 8-point run. Robert Morris has gone dry the last 3:05 and trying to snap that now with TJ Wainwright.
Oh, they just showed the replay. Complete fake. It just fell out of bounds.
Little veteran move there from Wainwright, huh?
It is. It really is. Pulling out all those tricks.
Veteran move by the sophomore. The left-hander Wainwright hits the first free throw. He had 10 points in the first half. He has four here in the second. Second free throw coming up for TJ Wainwright. Eyes the rim, sends it, hits it. 68-58 Wisconsin, 4:39 remaining. McGee, Hepburn, Blackwell, Gilmore, and Crowell, the five of the floor. Blackwell out high, leaves it for Hepburn between the circles. Chucky throws to Crowell, top of the arc against Stephon Walker. Crowell gives it up to McGee, feeds Hepburn, gets it into Crowell, high pass through his hands, out of bounds to Robert Morris. 4:21 to play, 10-point lead for Wisconsin.
Crowell's got to be ready for that, and he was not ready.
Inbounds pass to Justice Williams. He'll jog it left side of the front court. Williams against McGee. A screen from Hastings. Screen and roll. Hastings catches, and the pass is knocked out of bounds by Gilmore, but they'll get a foul on Carter. A little body as well. That'll be his second foul, and the team's fifth. As Tyler Wall will come back in for Carter Gilmore. Jackson last will throw it in. Badgers up 10, starting to get late at the Kohl Center. Last is looking. Throws it into Justice Williams. Picked up by Wall on the switch. Now Hepburn on the switch. Williams starts to back, retreats, throws it out to Walker, rotates right side to Jackson. Last lost his footing. He's on the floor. Blackwell on the floor. They get another hail ball, and this time the arrow is pointing Wisconsin's way as we have our final media timeouts. Break in the action. 3:58 to go. Wisconsin 68, Robert Morris 58. Back in a moment. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Monday, you're already late for work. You scramble, putting on pants while brushing your teeth in the dark. And you're starving. Starving. But the only thing in the fridge? Friday night's leftovers. Oof. A three-day-old curry beef burrito for breakfast? Big gamble. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells? Better odds. We're your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Lots of insurance companies make promises about how much you can save if you switch over to them. Well, here's our promise. With the West Bend policy, you can save everything, every memory, every detail, everything you've worked so hard for. Once it comes time to actually make a claim, a cheap insurance policy can really cost you. Why not protect everything that matters with a policy from West Bend? Because the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Time to pick tonight's Old Dominion best in the game, and a freshman shall lead them. We are seeing John Blackwell then coming off the bench, second half, 13 points. Talk about a spark. He's all that immense.
A huge spark for the Badgers. As soon as he came in the second half, now Badgers are up 10, and 12 of that right here. I think he's at 12 points. So he was that instantaneous spark. And it wasn't just offense. I know we're talking about the points, but his ferocity on the defensive end, knowing when to be on spots, he just seems to have a knack for the basketball.
He really does. Old Dominion Freight Line works hard to be the best of the game and is proud to be the official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics. 3:58 remaining. Wisconsin 68, Robert Morris 58. Wisconsin basketball. McGee, Blackwell, Hepburn, Wall, and Crowell on the floor. And McGee brings it up against Justice Williams. McGee hands off to Blackwell. He'll throw to Wall between the arcs. Wall finds McGee coming off the screen, catching high on the left. Turns it back out to Hepburn. Chucky off the screen from Crowell. Hepburn up top, directing traffic. Stephon Walker is out on Hepburn with the shot clock down to 10. Hepburn right of the circle. Chucky up top. Floats to Blackwell. 7 to shoot. Blackwell off the left wing. Goes to the goal. Layup good. Oh, what a take by John Blackwell. And the lead is 12 for the Badgers.
He not only has speed, but size advantage in that matchup against Williams.
70 to 58, Wisconsin. 3:20 remaining. Marquise Hastings. He'll throw it to TJ Wainwright. Whips it inside. Hastings catches. Whistle. And a block on McGee. Could not quite get there in time. That'll be his third.
No, a little slow on the recovery. He's got to be there sooner, and he didn't let him land, so that's why he got that block.
Team foul number 6. 3:15 to play, 70 to 58 Wisconsin.
I would expect that they're going to be uber aggressive, not only on this side, but on the defensive side, because they're going to start pressing here.
Last will inbound to Wainwright, left wing, throwing to Marquise Hastings. Dribble stop at the circle, hands off to Williams, wheels around Crowell, and the layup attempt low on the left is sent out of bounds by Tyler Wall.
Great job by Tyler staying square.
13 on the shot clock, 3:08 on the game clock. 12-point lead for Wisconsin. Last baseline left. Inbounds to Stephon Walker. He's with Crowell. A throw to Williams, top of the arc. Williams matched up with Kamari McGee. Throwing to Wainwright off the right wing. Turns it back out. Stephon Walker runs it up. Right hand. Got it. It counts. And a foul. Tyler Wall there, a touch tardy. That's his third. And it's now 70 to 60 Wisconsin with 2:56 remaining. It's one of those where did Wall get legal guarding position before the plant foot was established? And that's the new rule this year.
That is the new rule. Plant right there. Yep. Well, that's so close.
Yeah, it really is. It's talking to Greg Gard about that earlier this week. It's just one more thing on the plate for officials to make their job even more difficult. Free throw is good. It's Stephon Walker with his first 3 points tonight. 2:50 to play, 70 to 61 Wisconsin. Kamari McGee up top, bounce past the Wall, top of the circle against Hastings, throwing to Blackwell on the left wing. Blackwell puts it on the deck, baseline left, and last fouling. Blackwell will go to the line for a 1-1.
John's just a really hard matchup for Robert Morris. They don't have guys that are big enough, and if they are, they're not quick enough. So good job by John Blackwell being patient and understanding that.
Jackson last with his third foul. Another 1-1 for Blackwell. He has 15 points in this game. It's been a model of efficiency here tonight. 6'4 freshman out of Highland Park, Michigan. Front end, in and out, no good. Last the rebound. 9-point lead for Wisconsin, 2:35 to play. Hastings at the top. Throwing to Walker high on the right. A hand off to Williams. He'll throw it to Wainwright. Outside left. Dribbles to the wing. Inside feed. Hastings will catch. Left of the lane. Out to Williams. Fakes the three. Wall flies by. Last open for three. Around and out for the top of the key. And the rebound comes down to Wall. That was a clean look. A break for Wisconsin with 2:10 to play. 70 to 61 the Badgers. Tyler Wahl out front. Robert Moore straight up defensively as Hepburn the right wing. 2 minutes to play. 70-61 Wisconsin. Hepburn off the right wing. Throws it to McGee off the left wing to the rim. Reverse layup. He was fouled on the attack before the shot. This will be the double bonus coming up now for Wisconsin.
I think some of that difference why Robert Morris has not been hitting some of those jumpers, they've had to play defense actually this round.
They have.
Wisconsin's making them be down there for 20 to 30 seconds every opportunity.
Call that foul on Wainwright, and that's going to be his fifth. I believe it's on Wainwright. It is.
Yeah.
And he is fouled out. He finishes with 15 points, 10 of them in the first half. A minute 54 to play, 70-61 Wisconsin. And that foul is, you mentioned, his fifth, the team's 10th. So Wisconsin now in the double bonus. The Badgers are 19 of 28 at the free throw line compared to 7 of 9 for Robert Morris. But the three-pointers have kept the Colonials alive. 12 of 26 for the night. So McGee, 2 of 2 at the foul line. He has 4 points. And he'll get a pair here. First attempt on the way. Back rim no good. I think sometimes it gets too quiet with the home team shooting free throws, right? Everybody just can hear a pin drop.
Get those free ones, though.
No.
Got to get those free ones.
They're going into Jim Nantz golf boat here. Second free throw, McGee. That's no good. Rebound back tap by Wahl. Comes down to Boglio. So Wisconsin, again, leaving points at the line. A minute 48 to play. 9-point lead for the Badgers. Hastings top of the circle. He'll throw it to last. Picked up by Wahl. A feed for Walker. Hands off to Boglio. Boglio top of the arc. 15 to shoot. 137 to play. Badgers digging in defensively. Boglio hands off to Jackson last to the left wing. One hand pass to Hastings, feeds Williams, 6 to shoot. Williams throws to Boglio off the left wing, driving to the cup, and the layup is good for Alfredo Boglio. And a timeout taken by Robert Morris with a minute 21 to play, 70-63 Wisconsin. Timeout taken by Andrew Toole, the head coach of the Colonials. He has one available. 121 to play, 70-63 Wisconsin.
I think when they get the opportunities and when they're scoring, they're getting baseline action, which again, we keep repeating. I feel like I'm pressing the button over and over. Force middle. If you're forcing it middle, you don't have that opportunity to slide by the defender.
We'll see if the Colonials anticipating a press here. See if they do that with a 21 to play. Really don't have much choice. Down 7.
Yeah, this will be pressure up front. Probably after the first pass, they'll have to drop back because they're not deep enough to go that for much longer.
Wahl, Crowell, Blackwell, Hepburn, and McGee out there for Wisconsin. 121 to play, 70-63 the Badgers. The press is on. Wahl throws it into Blackwell. Blackwell, they show trap on John. Splits through 2. Feeds Wahl. Minute 15 to play. Tyler, jump pass for McGee. Deflected out of bounds. Last touch by Robert Morris. So Badgers into the front court. Not smoothly, but in the front court with a minute 13 to play and 22 on the shot clock, although they may review this. Is that the point of the game? You could have replay reviews.
Under 2.
Yep. And Eric Curry going over to the scorer's table. This is a BTN Plus production, so you may not have all the angles you normally would. While they review, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Off a road.
A minute 13 remaining. Wisconsin 70. Robert Morris 63. There's a replay review on the floor. It was ruled out of bounds. Last touch by Robert Morris. And they're just making sure that Kamari McGee did not make contact with the ball, and that left elbow was dangerously close. They look for any change in the rotation of the basketball. Again, this is not It's a BTM Plus production, so you may not get the sharp looks you normally would. In this case, you may not want real sharp looks. That looked like it might have gone off the left elbow of McGee.
Is there a buffer in the Wi-Fi there?
That's your right, yeah. While they review, we'll remind you we have Wisconsin football tomorrow, final home game of the season against Nebraska. Our coverage will start at 4:30, kickoff at Camp Randall 6:30. Wisconsin basketball in Fort Myers next Monday against Tony Bennett and the Virginia Cavaliers. And that will tip at 5 o'clock Central from Fort Myers, Florida. Virginia 4-0, by the way.
They're playing good basketball, really good basketball.
Shooting 40% plus from the three-point line. Tony Bennett with the, by West Virginia standards, very inexperienced team. Maybe the least experienced team that Tony's had. Just 15th year.
Wow.
At Virginia. Does that seem right?
It doesn't, but it does, right?
Because right?
I think it was only 4 or 5 years at Washington State, so that makes sense.
Yeah, followed his dad there. Dick Bennett was a head coach with Cougars, and then Tony took over for a few years and has led Virginia to the national championship in 2019.